here with blogger Greg Jericho. Greg, what role do you see blogs taking in the future of political journalism?
Oh, that's a big one. The problem with blogs is it's going to be very difficult for them to replace the traditional media without any income stream. And the main problem with that is that it means you're going to have part-time bloggers like me who are just doing it on the basis of watching things on Sky News or reading transcripts from Hansard. Until we're able to actually work out some way to make money, I think mostly we're going to be seeing blogs being sources of differing opinions, perhaps, to what you'll find in the traditional media, and also different analysis than what you get in the media. So even part-time bloggers are able to, for example, read Productivity Commission reports and write on them and perhaps give them a bit more attention than will the traditional media.
Are bloggers able to scoop journalists?
They can, but you need to have connections just like normal journalists. And again, it's a case then you've got to be in the location, essentially, of other journalists. I mean, it was good for me. I'm in Canberra, and so I do know political staffers and politicians even. So technically, I guess I could scoop them, but I don't want to be in a situation where I'm essentially a journalist. I think blogs obviously can provide scoops. There are blogs that do it. Vex News does it. If you want to call Crikey a blog, or if you want to call it a newsletter, they obviously provide scoops. But for myself, it's certainly not something that I haven't cared about, except in terms of any sort of a scoop that I'd be after is something in a government report or something in a report which hasn't been reported, rather than actually, oh, I've got an inside scoop on that the government's going to bring in a new tax or something like that.
How much does the media need to change in order to improve its political coverage, in your opinion?
To be honest, not a lot. I think there is a lot of good reportage out there. It's just, I think, the focus and the where a lot of the bad reporting is seems to wind up on the front pages rather than on page 12, which is where a lot of the good reporting is. The problem with that is that then you only remember the bad reporting, essentially, because most people don't read news, you know, newspapers all the way through. They don't even tune in to the entire 30 minutes of the 6 o'clock news. So they just, you know, switch over and just see what the headlines are. And if the headlines or the whether it's on the Channel 9 News or on the Daily Telegraph or the Herald Sun are biased or in some ways misleading, then that's what will be taken from it. So I think what needs to change is I think just a recognition that headlines have power. Too many journalists will excuse bad things in their newspaper by saying, oh, I didn't write the headline, that was the sub-editor. And it's a case of, well, your name's still on the byline, perhaps you need to take a bit more responsibility with it. And that's a good thing about bloggers. When I write my blog, I write the headlines, I write everything, and really I don't sort of fob off responsibility to someone else. And I think journalists have to stand up and say, yep, okay, regardless of whether they wrote the headline or not, they're responsible for it because their name's there. And if they've got an issue with it, then maybe they need internally to start kicking up a fuss. Otherwise, they should expect to get criticised by people on Twitter and people in blogs. It's just going to keep coming.
Greg Jericho, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.